It's been a little while, but he's...
More than a day.
More than a day. But my gosh, it's been a while, but it's so good to see Brian here. And you have been involved in arts and wonderful music and been involved in the children. And you're doing so much for the community all the time. You stay very, very, very busy, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's so wonderful. The things that I'm involved in are things that are fulfilling to me. As you mentioned, being involved in the arts. Arts Education for Children group is a nonprofit that I founded.
Goodness, now, how many years ago was it? Was it 20 years
nine.
Ago?
My daughter is 29 years old,
wow.
And that whole organization was started when she was 5 years old.
That's amazing. You can keep track by your children, can't you?
You can. You know, she's an only child, but I'll run into other kids who are friends of hers. And, you know, I mean, at these kids being, I still call them, refer to them as kids, but some of them actually have children in the alike now, you know?
Amazing.
It's like a whole different scenario.
Well, I love what you're doing, Brian Neal, and also Catherine Smith, a big shout-out to Catherine as well, because I have to say Catherine has been very involved in the arts with the Plein Air Arts Group, and she's a dear friend of mine as well. And you know how hard she's worked on this as well.
Yes, she is.
And a couple of things people need to know is Maui Plein Air Painting Invitational is a huge event worldwide.
Yes.
And like some other things here on the islands, sometimes – local people may not know about it, but there's worldwide people that actually come in to really participate and be a part of this special event, right?
Yeah, this event, which is an annual event, it started in 2006, and we're actually celebrating our 15th anniversary this year.
Wow.
So for 15 years, this organization has done, as you just mentioned, bringing in some of the best plein air painters around the country and some from international as well. They ascend upon Maui, and for 9 days, these people are now capturing the landscape, architecture, people of these islands. You know, to put that into perspective, I moved to these islands in 1982. And, you know, when you drove through West Maui, you looked over in the mountains and there was green landscape of pineapple fields and sugarcane fields and the same thing through the Central Valley. But, you know, those days are gone. You will never see that landscape again.
Yeah.
But somewhere during that time period, these things have been documented by world-class artists who have, again, capturing moments in time of this changing landscape that we have. The ocean, the same sort of thing. Beaches have ascended. But, you know, it'll always be Maui, and what a wonderful, incredible place on the planet for somebody to, an accomplished artist who's, you know, the whole idea of plein air, they paint outside in the elements.
Even in the rain.
Even in the rain.
Last year.
There you go. Yep, absolutely.
But I have to say, I love it because it does capture the feeling of the moment when you're able to paint well that within a short period of time. And it's become very popular for people to look and watch at the people actually creating their art.
Well, see, I think that that's one of the grand pieces of that is that you actually get a chance to see the creative process as it evolves.
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally go and a lot of the, like with all of these events, there's 16 different events. There are only 2 paid events, but the rest of the time, these people are at different locations and they start from scratch and they finish the entire painting within a 2 to 3 hour period of time. And you don't take that for granted as well. You know, you talk about studio artists, they have controlled environments where they can go in, the light is set, and they can take as much time as they want. A plein air painter is out there, like you said, fighting the elements. There's rain, there's the clouds, there's wind, there's the sun that's changing and the lighting. And for them to be able to capture something with feeling like that, I mean, that's really, really special.
I think you said a key word that I can relate to in painting. There is feeling in plein air. The same feeling you get when you think of Vincent van Gogh. He was really a plein air painter, wasn't he? Many times out there, you know, with the, you think of those sunflowers, you feel the sunflowers that he was there creating, right?
Well, and that was the thing, is that in traditional times, these guys that painted outside were not really well respected. If you were a studio artist and you were jurored,
really?
That's when you really got notoriety. But, you know, there were a group of rebel artists, Renoir and Monet, both were part of a group of guys that said, you know, we're going to defy the odds. And they went out and they started painting in the landscape. And that's when Impressionism was actually created.
Which is my favorite.
And mine as well, absolutely.
So
you know, it has that artsy feel
it
to it,
it
is the way that people
feel,
generally describe
that word
it.
Feels. So so important. So this is starting on this Saturday, February 15th, and it goes through the 23rd. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of part of it that is open to the public, and then there's a couple big parties people can go to celebrate it as well.
Absolutely.
But let's tell people about the kickoff here. It starts at Lahaina Harbor Kickoff Paint Out and Art Sale. And that's going to be sponsored by the Pioneer, and it's open to the public, and it starts with the artist painting at 7:30 in the morning, right?
Yes, exactly. The artists will use that backdrop of the Lahaina Harbor as their palette to
create. So beautiful
there. You know, everybody comes to Maui and they want to see those landscapes of the ocean and that
and
scenery around there. Absolutely.
And, you
know,
that's changed too, because it used to be they always paint that Corinthian. Remember the ship?
You know that I'm so totally familiar with that. The Carthaginian sat there for years and every harbor picture had it in there.
No longer.
Now it doesn't.
That's true.
Now it doesn't.
And then that art will be for sale from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Inn Courtyard.
Yeah. And, you know, what's neat about that is that these are very affordable paintings as far as original paintings go. And as I mentioned, they're not any amateurs who are painting. Mm-hmm. All of these people are at the top of their game, and they've, like, gone through all kinds of rigorous accreditations to get here and to be part of this thing as well. So it's a great opportunity for people to come out and actually purchase art that they've actually seen created.
Yeah, it's got a special... That's a real special feeling. If you were there, you saw the artist, you met the artist, you bought the piece, is the best way.
Absolutely. There's so much just connection from that. It's almost like seeing something being birthed.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely.
And then I love the youth paint out that you're doing on Sunday. This Sunday, the 16th, is happening from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2, and you can see the youth paint outside Campbell Park in Lahaina.
Well, you know, that's so wonderful. It's part of one of our initiatives is the education component. We will have 60 students who will be actually there painting during the course of the day. We have an incredible art teacher who will be there giving actual degrees, will be giving instruction. So it's not like them just out there willy-nilly painting. But a lot of them will be introduced for the first time. A lot of them will be adding to skills. And we've gone to all of the schools and to talk with the art teachers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to recruit, to have them encourage this sort of thing happening. I mean, where else does this happen? Where else do they get an opportunity to go out in nature?
And sell their art.
Well, they won't be selling it, but they will actually have a judging that'll happen first, second, third place in three different categories at the Pioneer Inn towards the end of the day for that.
Oh, all right. Well, then they get to keep their art.
Yes.
That's good.
Hopefully we've started planted a spark there for future artists.
And then there's a mini painting silent auction art sale on Monday, the 17th. And that starts at 6 and it goes till about 8:30?
Yeah, that's really unique as well. Each of the artists are allowed to bring one item from home that they've already pre-painted before they get here. And that goes off as far as a silent auction.
And there's going to be a special lecture, and we're going to have this guest calling in soon, too.
Yes, yes, Mr. Jean Stern.
Jean,
yes.
Jean. And what's he going to be talking about on Monday?
Well, he will actually do a lecture, and he's been doing this for 15 years, but Famous Foragers is actually the topic.
I love that.
Yeah, so when he comes on, he'll give us a little briefing as to what he does with that. But he's also an advisor on the board of directors, and he also serves as the main juror for the show.
Good person to know.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but as you mentioned that, one of the items that will be for sale is a private auction. He offered his services. We have one of the events that's in taking artists to breakfast, but he's now actually allowing us to take an art lecturer to breakfast. So somebody of his caliber will be there
find
to
out
lend,
about those famous forgers in person, one-on-one. And then Wednesday next week, it's a Kapalua Afternoon Paint Out and Art Sale. And that's going to be in the Breezeway Galleries at Montage.
Yes, in fact, on either side of Cane and Canoe. And, you know, what's really special, again, about that particular place is that landscape, again, they're painting Kapalua Bay in those areas around there. And that paint out will actually have a live model there as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this will...
And we also want to mention Royal Lahaina Resort there. Beautiful Royal Lahaina Resort will have a beach quick draw and art sale. So this is a little different. This isn't plein air. This is the Royal Lahaina Resort property and beach area will have that one, right?
Yeah, it'll be plein air. Yeah, everything we do actually is. So it'll be that Friday morning, and they use again the landscape and surrounding area there for the artist to paint.
And then a couple of things we really want to focus on that are going to be happening. The Art to Heart Gala and Art Sales on Friday the 21st.
Yes, that is the big major event where everything comes together. It's from 6 to 9. That evening starts with a 4,000 square foot ballroom there at the Royal Lahaina.
I think we've got Jean. Jean, okay. Is this Jean?
Yes, it is.
Yay, Jean, you're live on the air. Aaron, I'm Cindy Paulus, and also here is Bryant Neal, it's really going to be wonderful talking to you. We're just talking about the event and your lecture coming up next Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know about forging, huh?
I have never done it myself, but I've been in the art business all my life. My father was an art dealer, and believe it or not, there are people who forge and.
I believe it.
I believe some get away with it. Some become very famous. But as we like to say, the good ones are still yet to be caught. So this will be a lecture about some of the most notorious forgers.
Well, I remember, and I'm sure you know a lot more about this than I do, but remember when there were all those Salvador Dali paintings and signed ones out there that were sold for years, and then all of a sudden it came out that those could all be, a lot of those, one sold by a couple of galleries could be forged, right?
Well, he was notorious for selling blank paper with his signature on it, and then they'd go ahead and put an image on it and sell it as a genuine Dali. I mean, he just was commercializing everything and didn't seem to care. But that's true. You got to be careful.
I did not know that he was actually doing that. So he was actually signing his name, knowing that people could go ahead and put anything to his name and forge his other works, right?
Well, no, it wasn't so much anything. They put the image he selected, but it is understood that the artist does not sign unless the quality is perfect. But he didn't seem to get bothered by that.
Very interesting. So what would you say was the most famous forgery?
Well, you know, some people think it's a man named Elmer Dohori, who had a book written about him, a book called Fake. It was written by Clifford Irving. Others, there's a very, very well-known forger who forged the paintings of Hans Vermeer, and one of them even ended up in Hermann Göring's collection during World War II.
Wow. So some of these great forgeries actually have a history and value in themselves, don't they?
Well, yes, they do, many of the forgers, after they get caught, they get released after they serve their term, and they continue to forge, but they sign their own name, and they sell for quite a bit of money, too.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. Now, how did you get involved in this the Maui Arts League and the Maui Plein Air Painting?
Well, about 15 years ago, I was asked by a friend of mine, an artist, if I would do a lecture at this newly formed exhibition, and I was honored to do it, and they also asked me to judge the show, and I've been doing so every year for the last 15 years. So I have to come up with interesting and, you know, lighthearted. This is not a lecture for art historians. It's a lecture for people who just want to know something, learn something, and enjoy the process. So I've been doing it for 15 years.
Well, I'm impressed with your background. Of course, you're the director of the Irvine Museum Collection, which is a great collection there at the University of California, Irvine, and the Institute and Museum for California Art. And you've also had quite a background in the history of art, noteworthy series of books you've done. So some very interesting books that you've written. And I know the work involved with that. The hardest part in some of these books also is making sure. Do you do the paintings and you try to have the color paintings in them as well?
Well, it's almost impossible to reproduce a painting properly.
Yeah, it is.
So I tell my publishers, if they're going to make a mistake, make it to the brighter.
Well, and it's also extremely expensive on any of these books, but you have quite an amazing background of over 25 books that you've done. So, I mean,
well, I've been busy.
So when you come to Maui and you see our art scene, of course, it's all art changes and goes through cycles. But plein air has been very, very popular. And you've probably, in the time you've been involved, seen it grow and change, right?
Oh, quite so. It was, 15 years ago when this event started. It was something that's interesting and nice. But over the years, I keep seeing the same people that come back every year. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. So I think people are realizing that some of these artists have extremely good craftsmanship. They can do things that nobody else can do. It isn't just splashing paint around. It's actually trying to capture the image of what you see, a natural image. So people appreciate that.
Well, and I think you probably realize, since you're so into art, that there's a unique scene of art here on Maui. And it's gone through so many changes, but you know, everyone knows what's commercial art on Maui, and there's some very, very popular, famous commercial artists. And then there's the other artists that aren't really doing it for selling posters and commercial art. And some of them are just doing it for capturing that feeling, that wonderful feeling you get, including some beautiful people like you probably know, like George Allen and others, right?
Oh, yes. Excellent artists.
Yeah. And we have some of those great artists.
I think people want to have something that every time they look at it will make them feel good, will bring back a good memory. The whole point of art is to enrich your life. It's not something you absolutely have to have, like, you know, food or medicine. It's something that feeds your soul. And most people that buy this type of art, they live with it their whole life, and then the kids get it, and they determine whether to sell it or to keep it themselves. But it's meant to be there your whole life, and it is.
Well, and it's changed here. I mean, of course, Lahaina was the, you know, Art Central, but when we had, the changing situation with Japan and the investors that would come from Japan, we had kind of a hard time where the value and what people were liking was changing. But I really think it's going to be wonderful. You're going to be at the Friday event, the Art to Heart Gala and Art Sale?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm going to be judging the best in show. And like I like to say, I'll have one friend for life and 24 people that don't like me.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and it's so nice to talk to you. And people can find out more, and they can even take you out for, a meal. Will be, what is it going to be, lunch or breakfast?
It'll be breakfast. Yeah, it's part of our... take an artist to breakfast, but this will be special that you can take a guest lecturer, juror, incredible guru of art to breakfast.
It's a nice treat. So thank you so much for calling in, Sean, and look forward to seeing you there at the events.
Yes, I look for you and for everybody else. So thank you very much for doing this.
Great talking to you. Aloha.
Aloha.
So we wanted to talk about some of the other events. That Art to Heart Gala is on the 21st from 6 to 9. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as mentioned, that event is where everything basically comes together. You know, the whole philosophy for us is bring art into the lives of everybody. So that evening will start with a champagne reception at the Royal Haina in the lobby there. And one of the features to that this year, we will actually have a chocolate tasting.
I like that.
Kuia Estate Maui Chocolate will be doing a tasting. They'll have a station that's set up and chocolate tasting with champagne. And there will be approximately 100 or more paintings that'll be on display there that these guys have all participated, created that week. And so the early part, you'll be able to flow through looking at art, having the opportunity to purchase some of the stuff as well, taking a look at it. And as the people who are actually attendees, they actually get to participate as well. We actually have a collector's award that's given, so they'll actually have an opportunity to vote on a selection or an art piece that they feel is worthy of getting a ribbon for that.
So this is a full-on, it's not just a dinner from 6 to 9. There's a lot of other things going on as well, with the entertainment and the reception.
Reception, Hawaiian music being played as well. We have a special segment this year that's Honor Hawaii, Honor Maui. And these artists will have gone to special places around Maui and done paintings of them.
Oh.
And those will be on display and available for sale as well. And that's going to be really important as well. You know, you've got some of these incredible spots and scenes on Maui, and they will actually have created original paintings for them, and they will be actually available for sale. And it's a limited number of them. You know, we mentioned there's 24 artists. 8 of them are always new artists coming for the first time, juried. 8 returning artists who've participated and done well, and then 8 local artists. And again, that gala will have that. And then the culinary crew at the Royal Lahaina will have created a great meal for that as well.
So it's a beautiful big gala, and a lot of tickets have already sold. So you're encouraging people to act on getting your tickets for this very, very special.
Yes, MauiArtsLeague.org.
MauiArtsLeague.org or call 283-3576. I love this poster. Can I keep this poster?
Absolutely.
It's a really nice, beautifully
done poster.
I
just picked
up
a bunch of them.
Just beautiful. And we want to talk about the Sunday event, that grand finale on Sunday the 23rd, which starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes till about, from 10 to 3, actually, and then there's 3 to 4, the finale. So tell us if that's the Artist Mahalo Gathering, an art sale that happens.
Yeah, so that morning actually starts again with the Take an Artist to Breakfast and then leads into then art display that'll be going on during the course of the day as well. We'll have a 4-person panel where the artists who've chosen will be talking about their careers as well. So a whole lot of just education experiences that'll be associated with this event.
So on this day, on Sunday, you get there at 8:30, and then you pay for the whole thing at one time and take an artist to breakfast. Is that part of
that?
That
is a completely separate segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rest of the day is completely free. There are only 2 paid events, and again, that's the Take an Artist to Breakfast and the gala.
I got you. So you pay $100 to take an artist to breakfast, and then you have a one-on-one. Is that an assigned breakfast that's already happening there, or do you choose the place you take them to breakfast?
No, we have a special space that's actually set up for that, and it encourages the mingling and conversation between the artists and some of their admirers. And, you know, by that time, you may have even found an artist who you've made a connection with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will, you know, follow this event and go to all of the different paint outs and kind of have an enjoyment of that.
So do you get into bidding wars on this one? I'm just thinking, what if some person, they really want 1 or 2 people who are really popular? How does it go? First come, first serve?
Well, you know, it's a great event, and it's all going to benefit this organization, Maui Arts League. So, yeah, let the highest bidder win. Because there's only one. There's no reproductions, only original paintings being sold at this event.
So 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock is open to the public, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's also at Royal Lahaina Resort?
At Royal Lahaina, yes.
And that's where you can see all the finished plein air paints, right?
Well, yeah. So everything will be up first at the gala, and then the artists actually have extra pieces. They'll actually be able to show 4 pieces at a time.
Okay.
So as things sell, then they'll replace those as well.
Okay. And then there'll be a tribute exhibit as well.
Yes, that's the Honor Hawaii, Honor Maui exhibit. And as mentioned, that's a special paint out that the artists will go to these special places on Maui, do paintings for them, and there will be discussion about those as well.
So this is a really big event. It encompasses so much over a period of time, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is actually my first year of working with the event from start to finish. I volunteered before, but I don't think anybody could understand the magnitude of what goes into creating something like this. Lois Reiswig has been the president of this organization.
She does a great job.
She is incredible, without question. Like I said earlier, like I mentioned before, I do a lot of events and have done a lot, but until this event and working with Lois. But, you know, it's a great team of people. There's a wonderful series of sponsors who've been loyal to us. And we want to grow collectors. So the idea of all the education.
I like that term, grow collectors.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's just like when you start out becoming a wine collector. So the classes and having access to people like Joan Stern, it's incredible.
So the big deal, the Art to Heart Gala, will be on Friday, February 21st, a beautiful champagne reception, 6 to 7:30, with lovely, lovely dishes, and then a select dinner with entree, dessert, and wine, 7:30 to 8:30. A great menu, and it's going to be wonderful. And MauiArtsLeague.org. Right?
That's you got
the place
it.
To go.
That's
MauiArtsLeague.org. These things are very, very special. A beautiful gala for a wonderful cause.
And I mentioned one last thing.
Sure.
The price for this thing is $175, mm-hmm. but $50 of that can be applied to a painting should
wow.
you purchase one. Yes.
I love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that would be for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Well, isn't that nice? I love that idea.
Yep.
Well, I really thank you for taking the time to come over and explain it all, because it's a hard thing to put a hat on. There's so much going on.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
A very big aloha to you.